This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today is a very special day, Yud Zayin Shvat. Today is the yard site of Hagoyin Rav Chaim Falaji Sechuso Yogin Olenu. HaChabif, HaChacham, Chaim Ben Yaakov Falaji. I just had this chus to be at his kever in Izmir, and I'm still on a experiencing oineg ruchni that I have the privilege to be there. So I want to share with you a few thoughts l'kavod the yard site. Firstly, I want to mention my dear friend, Reb Rafael Ansel, sent me a beautiful Dvar Torah, and I knew I liked it because I went and I checked in my Haggadah, Reb Chaim Falaji. I underlined this in my Haggadah, so I had remembered that I enjoyed this Dvar Torah. He says about his grandfather, the Chikrei Lev, that the Chikrei Lev had tremendous oil hatzibur on him, and even so, he made sure every day to learn 18 prakim of Mishnah. By the way, I believe the Goyin used to do that and recommended that. And says Chaim Falaji, if someone of his caliber, of my grandfather's caliber, made sure to learn 18 prakim of Mishnayis a day, then certainly someone who wants to give an aliyah to their own neshama, to their nefesh, to their ruach, to their neshama, should try to be misrabe in learning Mishnayis. And he said that I heard from a great Talmud Chacham that the reason why people have a difficult time in Parnas in our generation is because they don't learn Mishnah so much. Mishnah's gematria 395, the same gematria as Parnasa. If someone learns a lot of Mishnah, they'll have a lot of Parnasa. Now, on that note, if I may interject, we started recently with the Mishnah Yoimus, a group that we learned two Mishnayis a day. If you want to join our group, you could go to our site, RabbiDG.com, and join the WhatsApp group, two Mishnayis a day. Now, in the Sefer Enei Kol Choy of Reb Chaim Falaji, which is a parish on Shas, Reb Chaim Falaji wants to know, why was Rebbe Masader Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, six Siddharm of the Mishnah? It's Keneged, that which the Zohar says in the Hakdama, Toiras Hashem Tamima, Eidos Hashem Ne'amona, Mishpatei Hashem Emes, Yiras Hashem. It says six times the Shem Havaya in reference to the Torah, and therefore Rebbe was Masakein Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Keneged the six oisiois of the word Bereishis. Keneged the six next words, Bara Elohim, Es Hashemayim, V'yes Haaretz. So six Shem Havaya, six letters in Bereishis, six following words. Therefore Rebbe was Masader six Siddurim of the Mishnah. Keneged the six Havayos, says Rav Chaim Falaji, as it is known that the Torah is Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph, learns out, Minayin LeBrachas HaTorah Minat Torah. How do you know you have to bless Hashem before you learn? The Gemara says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, I ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, good. That only tells me when I say Hashem's name, I have to bless Him first. How does it show me that before I learn Torah, I have to bless Hashem? Says the Marsha, that is because the Torah is all the Shemos of Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When I say the name of Hashem, that's learning Torah. Learning Torah is the Shemos of Hashem. Havu Goydel Elokeinu, I have to say Berachas HaTorah. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Falaji, since the Torah is Shemos of Hashem, Rebbe was Masader six Siddurim of the Mishnah, Keneged the Sheish Havayos of Torah Hashem Tamima. This could be what the Zohar means. Mandikari Vitone Shis Sidre Mishnah, Dohu Mandi Yada Lesadara Ulekashra Kishra Yehuda Demari Kedekayos. One who learns the six Siddurim, he knows how to be Miyachi the Shem of Hashem. What does learning Mishnayos have to do with Yichud Shem Hashem? Because the six Mishnayos are Keneged, the six Havayos of Torah Hashem Tamima. Says Rav Chaim Falaji, maybe that is why Rabbeinu HaKadosh began Mishnah with Kriya Shema. Because since Kriya Shema is Yichud Shemoi, it's teaching me by learning Mishnah, we know how to be Meyached, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we just end off with the idea that Rav Chaim Falaji wrote 72 Svarim. At this point I want to be Mavarech, my dear friend Rav Avram HaKoyen, who's involved in publishing the works of Rav Chaim Falaji. Tavoy alav bracha min hashamayim, tanuach brachas haroishoy. He should be able to continue to be marbitz and mefarsim the Torah of Chaim Falaji. He wrote 72 svarim. He started at age 16, and the last sefer, Tzava Lechayim, he completed on the last day of his life, the day before his passing. And they asked his son, Rav Avram Falaji, does your father say Shemois? Otherwise it's super, it's not possible, B'derech HaTeva, to have such a vast literary output. What's your father's supernatural secret? And he said, no, you should know, greater than any mystical ability that my father has is his Yiras Shamayim and his Yiras Chet. And in that merit, he is Zoicha to have such a vast literary output. Zuchusoy Yogen Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.